Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. We start hour number two. It's a three-hour program, as you know. I'm in Southern California, and it's a really unusual day, a very busy day. Kevin Frazier, a good friend of mine, joins me coming up next segment, the What's Your Beef segment at 10:40. Two-time defending national champion UConn Huskies head coach Dan Hurley coming up the top of hour number three. But as promised, we start this hour by having a conversation with a former Major League manager and player. He managed in the bigs for 23 years with the Phillies, the Red Sox, and the Guardians. He won two World Series with the Red Sox in 2004 and 07. He was a three-time American League Manager of the Year. He did play a decade in the majors. He was also the National College Player of the Year in 1980 at Arizona. He appears today courtesy of the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic Golf Tournament, which is going to be held April 19th through the 21st in Irving, Texas. We are joined right now by Terry Francona. Terry, not even going to lie, I miss you, man. I miss our conversations. How you doing, Terry?
It's so good to hear your voice, Jim. I agree, man. I always enjoy catching up with you.
It is great to have you on. Me too. So we'll talk about the tournament in a few minutes, but bring me up to date. Terry, what's life been like away from the ballpark? What's keeping you busy these days?
You know, it's certainly different, but I think I came to a point where, you know, last year was kind of a tug of war for me. You know, are you in, are you out? And I was actually kind of getting irritated with myself because I didn't think the players deserved that. I didn't want to overstay my welcome. Some of the things I think you need to do to be a good manager were becoming a little harder for me. And you know what? I thought it was a good time. And I don't know what lies ahead. I don't know how much I'm going to miss the game, because I certainly will. But it doesn't scare me either. So I'm just trying to enjoy doing some things that I've never done before, like playing in this golf tournament, things like that.
I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. I think that's a really good answer, a really honest answer and a really authentic answer. And I was going to say, Terry, how did you know it was time? But you actually did answer that. So let me ask you, when we look back, there's so many things I could ask you about. But that 2004 Red Sox team that you managed to the franchise's first World Series win since 1918 was honored 2 days ago at Fenway Park as part of their opening day ceremonies. While you weren't able to attend due to personal reasons, I'm curious, what kind of memories have stayed with you now that 20 years have passed since that historic championship season?
You know, some days it seems like it was just last week, and then some days it seems like it was a long time. You know, I have such good memories, which, you know, everybody, you know, that's the easy part. I think the hard part was, you know, Tim Wakefield was such a integral part of what we did there. And so, you know, being able to honor him certainly, I think, meant more to probably everybody, you know, getting everybody together and listening to something they had to say about Wake or Stacy and something funny or an anecdote. So that part was pretty cool. But, you know, but it's also like a kick in the stomach, man, because he's so young and, you know, he seems so healthy, and it just hurts.
Terry Francona joining us. Terry, I was going to go there next anyway. The ceremony did include a video tribute to Tim Wakefield, who in the community was absolutely beloved in that organization and by the fans, absolutely beloved. I mean, such a great, great dude. He and his wife both. He passed away last October due to brain cancer. He was only 57. You did narrate the video, which honored him. How emotional was that? And for those who didn't know him, what was he like? What will you remember about Tim?
You know, I think the best way I could describe Wake was, you know, in game three when we were getting killed by the Yankees and, you know, everybody was kind of thinking our season was over. Wake went down and got his spikes, got his glove, and ran down to the bullpen and gave us 3 1/3 so we could save our bullpen. And he was supposed to start the next day. That's not an easy thing to do. You know, you wait your whole life to pitch games like that. And he sacrificed for the team. And I think that encapsulates Wake. And that's probably the best way I can describe him, because it meant so much to everybody. When we ended up winning, if you go back and look at the videos, everybody mentioned Wake. And it was for good reason.
Terry Francona joining us, no question, no question. Listen, there's no easy transition to make from that, but let me ask you spend a few moments talking about what's happening on the field this season. Like, Alex Cora, Terry, played for you on that 07 team that won the World Series. He's now in his sixth season as the Red Sox manager. I spoke to him last month. Like you, he's one of my favorite guys. He brought his typical level of energy to the conversation. How challenging of a position do you think he's in managing this season on the last year of a contract and having to compete in a very rugged AL East?
Well, I agree with the part about the rugged AL East, because that's the hard part. I think Alex is such a confident kid. I don't think the last year of his contract is going to matter to him. He's going to do what he's going to do, regardless of whether he has 10 years or 10 days on his contract. And I mean that as a compliment. He's going to be fine. He's going to, things have a way of working out. He's too good a baseball guy. He's too confident. He'll be just fine.
We're talking to Terry Francona. You know, Terry, there's been a wave of pitching injuries to start the year. The Players Association seems to think, or is trying to link, the rise in elbow injuries to the pitch clock, which Major League Baseball reduced the length of in the offseason. Do you think there's anything to that, or do you have any theories as to why so many pitchers are dealing with physical issues so far this year early on?
And Jim, I've been watching, and there are a lot of injuries, man. I agree with you. I probably have a little different take. I don't know if the clock does or not, truth be told. I really don't. I've heard people say it. I honestly don't know. I personally think everybody is reaching back for more. And, every pitch is thrown trying to grab as much velocity as you can get or as much spin as you can get on a breaking ball. And they're squeezing that ball. And I don't think that's healthy. And, because they don't have the sticky stuff for good reason, I think they're unusually grabbing and putting more stress. And I really think that has something to do with it.
I think that's really interesting what you just said. We're talking to Terry Francona. So you'll get a chance yourself. I mentioned you played 10 years in the bigs. You'll get a chance to put that hand-eye coordination to use when you play in the upcoming Invited Celebrity Classic Golf Tourney that starts on April 19th. It's a nationally televised PGA Tour Champions event with 78 pros and 40 sports and entertainment stars competing. Terry, how are you hitting them these days, and what can you tell us about the event?
Oh, when you just mentioned that it's televised, I won't be able to get the clump back. I'll be so tight. It's amazing. You can manage a game and there's 60,000 people there and not even notice it. And if there's 10 people watching me try to take my backswing back, I will be a mess. I don't hit it very far. I certainly am looking forward to it. I've become a really good friends with some of the guys on the Champions Tour. And seeing guys that you haven't seen for a while, I will love every minute of it. This is one of the things I wanted to do when I got done playing, because I used to get invited and be like, oh, man, I can't. I'm working. Well, you know what? Now I'm not, so I'm going to take advantage of it.
Hey, Terry, listen, everybody loves you. I'm curious, when you mentioned that you've become pretty good friends with some of the guys on the Champions Tour, who are some of those guys? Who are you tight with?
Well, Billy Andrade, who I got paired with back a few years ago playing, and his caddy, Zig. And through Billy, I've gotten to know, like, when they came out to Tucson, they stayed at my house, and we'd grill at night, and they'd have guys come over, and even some of the medical people who I've known. It's a small world, and I'm just so impressed with how they do things, because they've already been through the PGA Tour, and they're on the backside now, and you can tell they really appreciate it. They treat people good. It's just a really good setup, and I just love it.
And Terry, I'm curious about the sport itself. Like, it's the great equalizer. People love golf. Great, great athletes love golf because, one, it's the one thing you can never, ever master. And, two, it's something totally different. Like, when you play the game, when you pick up that different set of bats, so to speak, is it relaxing? Is it frustrating? It's both. What do you like about the sport?
You kind of just said it. Like, you hit one good shot and it brings you back for more. And you can never hit enough good shots. I mean, especially when you're like us. But it's just... it's a way to compete. It's a way to compete that doesn't hurt too much, and you don't have to run, which I don't want to do anymore. It's just like, but you hit that one shot, and it brings you back. And I love it because it allows you to compete and get the juices going a little bit.
Yeah, not only that, but you being a social person, what's better than being with some people that you love or you care about for 4 or 5 hours and having quality time on that track or even business, right? It's great for that.
Jim, I'm headed out. As soon as I hang up with you, I got my cigar. I got my buddies. We're going to go play 18 holes. We'll laugh. We'll have a beer. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Man, that is the best life right there. Terry Francona joining us once again. That is the Invited Celebrity Classic Golf Tournament. It is nationally televised as a PGA Tour Champions event. Terry, I want you to know, I've always appreciated the relationship, the friendship, and the fact that you always made yourself available to come on this program over the years, no matter where you were or what you were doing. So, I appreciate you. Great to get caught up. Have fun out on that track, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Jim, thanks so much, man. It was great catching up with you. I know you got a busy day, but it was good to hear your voice, man. Take care of yourself.
You too, Tito. Great talking to you, Terry Francona. Always been one of my favorites. Great manager. Great, great dude. And beloved. Universally beloved. I miss him. I definitely miss him. So when the Booker said to me, do you want to talk to Terry? The golf tournament's coming up. I'm like, hell yes. Hell yes. I want to talk to Terry no matter what Terry wants to talk about. One of my all-time favorites. You know what? He hasn't been gone that long either.